Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
On the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
Last night was a whirly, windy ride. And those winds might have died down for now, but some families in Monroe and Ontario County are still dealing with some effects from the storm. Power outages, perhaps. According to RG&E, there's more than 250 customers that are still without power in Monroe County. That number was as high as 7,200 customers last night, Corey.
Yikes.
That's a lot of people without power. In Ontario County, there's over 900 customers that still don't have power. So that's like four times what Monroe County is. So that's awful. Your sister-in-law lost power last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if my parents did. But
as Breezy ponders things during the beat.
I know, right? Crew said that they've been working for hours to repair all these outages. It couldn't be tricky, though. And bucket trucks are just flying around, fixing power lines that were knocked over. But yeah, definitely a gusty one last night. And if you lost power, you are not alone. There's a ton of other people that did as well, and they're working their hardest to get that up and running for you again.
All right. It was an absolute heartbreaker for the Buffalo Bills yesterday. The Bills, now 7-3, following a last-second loss on the road at the Arizona Cardinals. Here's how it went down. With just 34 seconds left in the fourth quarter, Josh Allen connected with a diving Stephon Diggs to regain the lead. And that is when heartbreak hit.
Ready to go. Cardinals first down at the 43. The snap. Murray pressured. Bills rush four. Murray's in trouble. Gets away from it. Rolls to his left. Fires it downfield. Puts it up for grabs. And it is
caught.
Caught for a touchdown. Unbelievable. Caught by DeAndre Hopkins. Surrounded by a couple of Bills defenders. He went up and brought it down. Unbelievable. Incredible. 1 second left on the clock.
Yeah, seriously?
Bills lose.
That's how it ended. Yeah.
Just 1 second.
A prayer thrown from Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins. Three Buffalo defenders are around him, and he still comes down with it. The Bills will now be on a bye week. This one's going to sting extra because they don't have another game to play this week. They'll be returning to play the Los Angeles Chargers on November 29th.
Are they good?
The Chargers? Eh. Not really. I think they lost to the Dolphins yesterday.
Wait, so they're playing again on November 29th?
Correct.
Who's playing on... No one's playing on Thanksgiving?
Usually... I don't know. It's always the Lions always play and the Cowboys always play. I don't know. Actually, I have to look and see who they're playing, though.
You're saying teams that... I act as if I know.
I know.
What's going on. All right. So let's talk about schools and what's going on with state testing... Or not state testing, but COVID testing in these schools in New York State. New York State has adjusted its COVID testing protocols for schools designed for the coronavirus, quote unquote, yellow zone, which we are in right here in Monroe County. Sunday, the state announced that schools can cease testing if after 2 weeks the numbers are lower than the yellow zone percentage as a whole. So initially, a school with a yellow zone was required to test at least 20% of the students once a week. Students, faculty, staff, well, remained in that zone. And the 20% statute still stands as of now. But testing may only occur in the first 2 weeks after it was designed. So if the numbers come down, there will be a lot of happy parents that will not have their kids tested in schools. But if they continue to go up and continue to rise, a lot worse can happen when it comes to testing and maybe even shutting schools down as a whole. So we'll keep you posted on that. And it really all depends on the numbers of cases right here in our county.
Sure.
The surrounding counties.
Look, I understand any parent who doesn't want their child to be tested, right?
And you can opt out of it, by the way.
Yeah, and you can. So you can certainly do that. And look, a little clarification, too. I know Dr. Michael Mendoza talked on Thursday, I think it was, where he said, like, if the school doesn't get 20% testing, it's not like, we're going to shut you down. You only got 19 and a half. Like, basically, it's a goal. Like, try to get towards as best you can.
Right.
But this is going to tell us a lot, right? Because there's a chance this could bring down the positivity rate because kids just are testing negative. Mm-hmm. Now, however, could also go the other way. If a lot of them start testing positive, that's going to bring it back up. So we'll see. I mean, just from a pure strict data point, it's always good to have more numbers.
Right.
So we'll see how that continues to go. He did also put out a video, by the way, doing the actual test. It's not
Michael Mendoza.
Yeah, it's not the one where it goes to your brain. It's like barely even up there. He didn't even grimace. He didn't wince. Nothing. It was fine. By the way, Breeze, quick update.
His one singular tear wasn't coming out of his tear duct.
Nope, no tears.
Like it did for me.
Quick games on Thanksgiving update for you. I just looked. The Texans play the Lions. The Washington football team plays the Cowboys. And there's actually a third game. The Ravens and the Steelers will play. And that's the night game for that. So there you go. I know you're all psyched.
I can't wait to watch.
And finally, in the TPXY feed, Wegmans is limiting the purchase of more personal care and household items. Yesterday, Wegmans announced that it added napkins and facial tissues to the list of products that have purchase limits. Now, a lot of them have continued to still have purchase limits, right? But let's just run through what they've got here. The current products with purchase limits including of one per each are paper towels, facial tissue, disinfecting wipes, all disinfectant sprays, kitchen trash bags, freezer bags, food storage bags, disposable paper plates, and bath tissue. There's limits two per order for napkins, household cleaners, including bathroom cleaners, all-purpose cleaners, toilet bowl cleaners, and window and glass cleaners. And this one is the one that stood out to me. Wegmans peanut butter? Are there a lot of people hoarding peanut butter right now?
I have no idea.
Like, one of these does not belong with the others, right?
That's so bizarre.
585-222.
I hate peanut butter, by the way.
9800 if you're hoarding.
You can take all my peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Thanks, Breeze. Wegmans says it has spent the last several months sourcing additional suppliers, bringing in new brands, and working with suppliers to build up its own holiday and winter reserves in its warehouses. Wegmans will expand the purchase limits to additional items if and when necessary. So that's the latest with that.
Interesting.
This ties in with our Savitar Sensible, too, by the way, which we'll get to just after 8 o'clock. If you want to jump in early on that, Savitar Sensible, going back into the grocery store to get another item that's got a limit on it. Well, you can jump in early at 98pxy.com. Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour, we'll give you the latest numbers here in Monroe County that were released yesterday. And more. Also up at 98pxy.com. The good news, got that for you. We'll highlight those stories just after 9. If you want to take a look early, you can check that out. And it's the radio.com Pop Artist of the Year for 2020. Round 1 voting has begun. We got some matchups here, Breeze.
Do we?
Yeah. We got some real matchups. Let's see. Niall Horan and Sam Smith. I just learned that Sam Smith's fandom is called Little Sailors. I didn't know that before.
Oh, sure.
That's a fun fact. Let's see. BTS, which has got to be an early favorite given the strength of their fan base, the BTS Army.
God. They don't leave me alone on Twitter.
Going head-to-head with Normani. We've got Miley Cyrus against Ava Max, Sara Larson against Selena Gomez. Yeah, a bunch of matchups in round one. You can vote right now at 98pxy.com and vote for your favorites.
Wow.
Find out who is cool. The pop artist of the year. All right. Coming up next on the show. It's funny that you asked this question earlier on in the show, Breeze. Mm-hmm. Are people decorating for Christmas earlier this year?
I don't know. I don't even know when the normal time is to decorate.
I'll tell you from my personal experience, yes, we are 100% decorating earlier this year. In fact, I've got a story from over the weekend. You can jump into 585-222-9800. Are you decorated for Christmas already? And is it earlier than normal? We'll get into that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.